On Siren Radio, you're listening to SoundLink Showcase.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Showcase brings you variety, if nothing else. We welcome Alex Earle back to the studio that is Siren Radio, and of course another SoundLinks Showcase, Alex.
Yeah, third one. We're doing quite well now.
We just keep on going. And this time you've brought a guest along to actually share with us the magical things. And the reason we had a choir to start off with is this gentleman is from the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir. It's the fabulous Alan Humphreys. How are you, Alan?
Hello, everybody. Nice to see you all.
What is it about choirs in particular that more than just Gareth Malone have kind of got us all across the country involved with this whole notion of choral singing and such like?
Well, Gareth Malone, of course, is a fairly recent phenomenon. And, you know, the idea of choirs goes back centuries. Mm-hmm. It's a very long-lived idea, the choir. Simple people getting together, perhaps not necessarily initially on an organised basis, mm-hmm. but getting together. And you do actually need occasionally someone like Gareth Malone to actually pull it all together and bring it. And, of course, there have been people like that well into the past, not just professional singers, but choirs like our own, which is totally non-professional, that bring people together.
Sure. Recently, of course, we had the tragic fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in which... struck by the fact that an awful lot of French people and visitors were spontaneously breaking into hymns and so on. And that, again, that communal voice was coming across from that point of view. At times of stress, times of national tragedy, times of celebration. Is it a sense of actually that notion, and why certainly church choirs are, over the years have kind of impacted so much, whatever your kind of beliefs, religious or otherwise, that there is that kind of spiritual notion of what choirs are all about?
Well, yes, but I mean, church choirs, of course, are a particular thing because they are organised to some extent within that religious setting and within that particular church, and and so they draw people in from that perspective anyway. But of course, lots of other choirs don't. They do start up spontaneously, almost as the Lincoln Orphanage Mobiles Choir did way back in 1934, when one chap decided to draw a number of people together, a chap called Herbert Scott, and do a performance. And after that one performance, of course, it stuck. And I think a lot of choirs probably start in that same way.
We're going to find out more about the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir without actually going to the underworld, although I'm sure he will have been there in some way, shape or form, with Alan Humphreys. Alex, of course, is with us as well. But, of course, having a choir tune actually enables me to actually play one of my classic all-time kitsch choral numbers. And I suspect that Alan may recall this. I suspect Alex, no idea whatsoever, of the Oben Kirchen Children's Choir and the Happy Wanderer. Actually listen to that without thinking about lederhosen and thigh slapping. Just a thought. Still, never mind. Alex, would you like to take over some of the interviewing mantle and actually start quizzing Alan Humphreys a bit more about his connection with Soundlinks?
Yeah, so you said about 1934 it came together. Do you have any idea when you kind of joined in with MusicLink, our information platform?
Well, I say, when I joined the choir, and I'm probably going, I think it was about 1994.
When I was born, the year I was born.
As a tenor. I mean, I was simply a singer with the choir in the tenor section, and I'm pretty sure that we were with Music Link then. And, of course, our conductor at the time, our musical director, was one Evelyn Jobling.
Yeah.
Who you probably know, I'm sure you remember, she died recently. And, of course, her husband, Keith, was a key player in Music Link for many years. And I'm pretty sure that we belonged to Music Link then, way back in 1994, and we've paid our subscriptions, if you like, every year since then.
Yeah.
And, of course, fairly recently it became SoundLink's.
So
it's
and over the last couple of shows, time. And you can listen back to them obviously on podcast. We've been looking at some of the contemporary aspects of sound. This is a classic case of how actually it crosses the generations, it crosses the divide. I mean, we're about to listen to the Los Angeles Master Chorale, who are semi-regular favourites with us on the Midweek Drive at Siren Radio, and their version of Hold On. But there is that sort of aspect that sort of connects the whole thing, which is probably, presumably, Alex, why you enjoy working for them so well.
Yeah, it's a really, really important thing to kind of not lose sight of what has been and what is still happening. And as Lincoln Orpheus is a great example of that kind of in action. So
it was a matter of months ago, of course, June 2018, where I believe Ed Wellman was accompanying the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir actually at the Lincolnshire Show, I believe, because that's where you were also in full force. Were you there at the time?
Yes, I was conducting, actually. Ed was accompanying us, as he has done for a few years now.
Centuries of belonging for Ed, really.
Not quite that long, but to be fair to Ed. But Ed, of course, is an accomplished musician.
Oh.
And in some respects, he was the anchor man of the choir because he knew what he was doing.
He has perfect pitch, exactly.
Yes, as he will tell you. And, of course, I still have a lot of dealings with Ed. He's still our accompanist there. So much to the point that he's dragged me in over the last few years into the university choir.
Yes, well, you see, it just shows that interconnectivity, because there are several choirs that are actually around the Lincoln area, which I think tend to vary in all sorts of ways.
Yes,
really.
Yeah.
Okay, Los Angeles Master Chorale, as promised, Hold On.
Yeah.
hold of the records before we can say that's actually his master chorale. In terms of strange and wonderful facts about Lincolnshire, there is a windmill in the county that is the first ever 8-sail windmill. It gives it twice the power and all sorts of things. It's called Heckington, and I believe you're going to be there performing in the very near future.
Yes, the Heckington show, which is a 2-day event at the end of July. We're appearing there on the Saturday. We're doing a couple of slots in the afternoon at the show, and I think there will be other groups. I think that throughout the day they will be having musical groups performing there, and we're doing 2 40-minute slots or so in the afternoon.
So how do people effectively get involved with the joys of the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir? And before we get any people saying, is it only open to men then? Well, it's kind of clues in the title-ish, let's face it. But yeah. I don't know, we consider that's another issue for another time. But in terms of the source system, do they contact Soundlinks? Do they work through that? Do they contact the choir directly? What's the way forward?
Lots of people contact the choir directly, or they come through people who are already performing with the choir. Sadly, because it's perhaps male voice and a traditional long-term thing, that's it's not the sort of thing that young people tend to get involved with, unfortunately. So you find we've got an ageing choir.
Okay.
But people come along because they want to sing, essentially. And I think they also want to enjoy the company as well, because with our choir in particular, not unlike a totally professional choir, people come along there perhaps without any experience. I mean, I sing with the Lincoln Choral Society, but the people who sing there tend to be people who have some musical experience, and you have to go through an audition and all sorts of things to get in there. Whereas we are there because we enjoy singing and performing as well, so it's not just a question of wanting to go there to rehearse. We also enjoy the experience of going out for charity purposes and performing.
Well, and, 1934, of course, so you're coming to the centenary, or are you coming up to your nonagenarian sort of aspect, really, in terms of the answer to that?
We haven't got anyone here from the original choir, hidden to add.
Well, maybe
although some are getting close to it.
Okay, there you go. Up next, more details about Soundlinks and the interconnection with the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, after Alan will be able to actually explain what the connection is between classical music and this.
Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now or never, my love won't wait. It's now.
Presumably the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir have actually covered It's Now or Never in your oeuvre so far.
Well, I personally have sung it on one or two occasions with the choir as a solo piece, but not in the Elvis style.
I mean, you didn't get the full white suit, sort of Elvis 1970s.
No, more in the Pavarotti style, I have to say. Because it is, of course, based on Solomeo, Edward de Capo, as Neapolitan song. And I've no doubt people have heard
indeed, it. Or indeed, for those of us of a certain age, Just One Cornetto, a TV advertisement.
Just One Cornetto, yes, that's the bit that everybody knows.
Use YouTube, you might sort of find it on basis.
So it does go back a long time, O Solomon. And in fact, I first heard it sung on record. It was an old 45 record a long time ago, sung by a Swedish tenor. Jussi Björling, I don't know if you remember Jussi Björling, he was a very famous metropolitan opera house tenor.
Was he a contemporary of Mario Lanza, or am I getting the sort of things confused?
Well, he was, yes. Time? Yes. I mean, he was in the earlier part of the century. He died in 1960, Jussi Björling. But, of course, the great thing that he recorded that everybody will know, of course, is the duet from the Pearlfishers with Robert Merrill.
Absolutely.
If you remember that, yeah.
A classic, and there's a whole range of things we can actually go into. Maria Callas and Mario Lanza as well, but that's a different line with different folk entirely. I don't think, as far as I'm aware, that Maria Callas had anything to do with UCB Erling, but who knows? Who knows what could have happened? I'm sure they might have encountered each other. Alex, in terms of sound links and the connectivity from that point of view, again, the message that's coming across very clearly in Volume 3 of Sound Link Showcase is that the musical energy that's coming through across the generations is just a vital part of our human experience.
Yeah, definitely, and we really encourage people to get involved. It's really important that all ages are taking in music and the sort of the medicinal sort of values of music to people.
Has there been a time, Alan, where you've also found yourself either despairing at the state of contemporary music or actually thoroughly enjoying the kind of range of things that we've actually got here in terms of, because I mean, I seem to recall again back in the day, because Beatles Never Lost, etc., of course here we are 21st century, the classical sort of aspects, Mozart, Beethoven in their day was very much rock and roll composers and so on. Is it a case of every generation likes to somehow say these youngsters, they know nothing about it, they just noise?
Well, I'm sure they do, because I mean, if you go back a long time, then much of the music of years back, of course, wasn't actually remembered at the time, and it was recovered later. I mean, Mendelssohn recovered the St. Matthew Passion
Fugue. Felix and Fanny, of course.
Yeah. So I mean, so it's perhaps it is of its time. They're all of the time, but they do need to join together. And I think perhaps that's one thing where SoundLinks has come in more recently, is that they have drawn more and more younger people into the thing, but not just younger people, older people. I mean, you talk about contemporary music. I mean, my early music was based largely on the classical music, but I mean, I sing with yet another group, a local village group called the Kerfiffles, and it's a skiffle band. So, you see, I mean, it does stretch over the generations.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour on the bedpost at night?
Well, indeed, yes, it does. That's one of the things that we do, along with various other Lonnie Donegan stuff. But no, so they all have the time. Some are just remembered more than others, I think. This is what happens. And, of course, with Soundlinx in its new guise now, I think it's probably drawing in more and more younger groups and younger people
definitely.
Into what, to some extent, in its day, was perhaps an older person's organisation.
We talked about gender a few moments ago. How do you feel about the Lincoln Sands Ladies Choir? Have they crossed your path at
they
all?
They haven't. There are a number of ladies' choirs around. There's a local one that rehearses now in our village. They call them. They used to be called the 17. I think they've expanded now.
Oh.
But that was in number rather than...
Of course. Let's not go there. Different issue entirely. Lincoln Sands Ladies' Choir connected now with Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Of course... from the Lion King.
Indeed.
Sounds Ladies Choir then.
I thought they were very good, actually. Really, I mean, we've done this. Of course, I mean, the great thing about a lot of this modern music, I mean, the Elton John stuff, is that it's arranged for all sorts of people. I mean, that would be SSA, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an arrangement of the same thing for TTBB, Male Voice Choir arrangement. So the good thing about it is that it's arranged in different ways for everybody, and I think they did a very good job of that.
Just
where are they based? I don't know.
I'm presumably Lincoln somewhere. Lincoln Sands Ladies. We'll offer that. You mentioned about SSB, soprano and bass and tenor and alto.
Yeah.
In case people were confused, what strange sort of words are these? Though these sort of letters that are going through there. Looking at the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir.co.uk. webpage, we find the following. One evening in March 1933, the late Herbert Scott put on a concert in the Hannah Methodist Church in Lincoln. 15 male singers gathered from various Lincolnshire choirs took part, and the evening was such a success that Herbert was inundated with invitations to repeat the concert. The 15 decided to stay together, and the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir was officially born the following year. On the 20th of April 2014, of course, you celebrated the 180th anniversary. We are now in 2019, 185 English years passed by since the whole thing sort of was born.
It's not 180, it's 85, isn't it?
85, you're quite right, yes, sorry. Yeah.
So it's
is 80th anniversary as opposed to... See, that's what happens. What's a century between friends?
Indeed,
Alan, for goodness sakes. You know, we were talking about classical music from that point of view. Of course, what I'd really look for is for you to put an arrangement together for Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir of one of Alex's musical bands. I think that would be a wonderful sort of experience.
Yeah, that would be a completely different experience.
Yes, yes, it would, yeah.
Okay, Alan, musical choice now. We'll still stick with the Lincoln Sounds Ladies Choir. I'll give you a number of sort of tunes to select. We can go for either Fame, Imagine, The Rose, Everything's Coming Up, Roses, Big Spender, or indeed Ain't He Sweet. Which one of those?
It'd be interesting to hear their take on The Rose, because that's another one that we have done for male voice choir, so it'd be very interesting to see how the ladies do it.
Will it smell as sweet by
indeed
any other name?
Will it? Yeah.
Some say love is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love is a razor that leads your soul to bleed. Some say love is a hunger, an endless aching need.
Us to the question, will on the 27th of July at the Heckington Show the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir be performing The Rose?
We haven't done it for about a year or so.
Far too long.
And
not enough Bette Midler.
No. No. But there's no reason why we can't revive it, because it's a fairly straightforward arrangement that we have. In fact, that the arrangement we've just heard is, to my mind, somewhat better. In terms of the arrangement, I mean, it's sung extremely well, I have to say, and it's a very tight performance. And ours is a little bit more staid and perhaps in rhythm, if you like. But yes, it's not a difficult song to perform, so we could well... But I think we've probably got a good programme at the moment, as we have with... Some relatively modern music.
How many members sing? in the Lincoln Mail office?
We have about 24 at the moment.
Where do you practice? Like, how do you get 24 people into
Oh, we practice at St Mary's School on Wednesday Lane, now part of the Minster School. And so, I mean, they have a very big octagonal hall, which is where we perform, and it's ideal for all we need.
And let's not underestimate the health benefits of singing, because it's been generally proven that a healthy set of lungs can be further enhanced by the whole delivery of good singing out opportunities.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, one of the important things is that I tell the choir all the time is that good singing is entirely dependent on breath control.
Mm. Very true.
And
a lot of things are. About. Without breathing, we'll die.
Indeed.
It's worth noting as well that in addition to the Heckington show, you've also got possible concerts, definite concerts at Bardney and Sudbrook coming up.
Yes, well, Bardney, Sudbrook's passed now, but Bardney, unfortunately, is going to fall by the wayside because they've closed the bridge.
Their loss.
And therefore, the this thing, St Andrew's Church, isn't it, Bardney, have asked us to come up with a date later in the year.
So watch the space that you'll see on the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir.co.uk.
Indeed. And hopefully, when it comes up, it will be in Soundlinks as well, because...
I
definitely saw that for you.
Yeah.
And remind us once again how people can get in touch with Soundlinks, please, Alex.
You can call us on 01522 510 073 or email us at info@soundlinks.org.
Choir of St. John and the Tiger. I hadn't realised, Helen, that Colin McFarlane is indeed the patron of the Lincolnshire Orpheus, or the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir.
Yes, he is. Well, his father, Sydney, who lives in Lincoln, and is something to do with the university, is involved in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Of course, is actually our the chairman of the committee. So he is a bass in our choir.
Have you got Colin to sing at all?
No, but he has come along to. I don't think as much as a singer as such. He's more of an actor, isn't he?
Well, Jonathan Creek, Judge Drawn, yeah. Deed, Coronation Street, EastEnders, Holby City, Two Pints of Lager. A few shows you might have heard of, possibly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he has come along to our concerts as patron. And
to be precise, Dr. Colin McPartland these days.
Yes,
yeah.
But yes, his father is Sydney is our chairman.
Stanley Holloway, back in the day, a well-known musical artiste, produced a whole range of things, including, as you rightly said, in Betwixt our musical delights today, Albert the Lion. We're not going to listen to Albert the Lion now. We are going to listen to Stanley Holloway with a little bit of luck.
The Lord above gave man an arm of iron so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else will do the blinking work. With a little bit, of luck, you'll never work. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in. Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't get hooked. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming love. They're always throwing goodness at you, but with a little bit of luck, a man can duck. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, no matter where, on land or sea or foam. The Lord above made man to help his neighbour, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you comes around, you won't be home. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit, I'll let you off the hook. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming love. A man was made to help support his children, which is the right and proper thing to do. A man was made to help support his children, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, they'll go out and start supporting you. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, they'll work for you. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of blooming luck. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering and fill his wife's poor heart with grief and doubt. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can see the bloodhound, don't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you won't find out. With a little bit,
I just realised we could conceivably actually squeeze in some Rock Island line, Alan, if you'd like to have a bit of skipple.
Rock Island 9, yeah.
Probably that. Yeah. In fact, I mean, there's a whole range. We've got Battle of New Orleans, we've got Sally, Don't You Grieve, Betty, 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 Lonesome Traveller, Pick a Bale of Cotton, all Lonnie Donegan classics. In fact, there's so many Lonnie Donegan tunes.
How about My Dixie Darling?
We've got My Dixie Darling as well.
First record I ever bought.
Well, then I think it's only right that we have this as the penultimate piece of music, after which we'll be finding out how people can actually join the Lincoln Orpheus Milk Voice Choir, web links, various other connections, what sort of rehearsal times they actually are. Alex, would you like to introduce Lonnie Donegan singing My Dixie Darling?
There we go. Lonnie Donegan. My Dixie Darling.
Origins of Skittle, and why you kind of got into that after your days in the RAF, and of course with the Lincoln Orpheus male voice choir, you still connect with your Skittle.
Well, I don't know about the origins of Skiffle, but when I was quite young at home, my brother always played Chris Barber, the jazz band.
Who has been performing in this very
and
city.
And of course,
recently.
That was very Skiffle oriented, and associated with Lonnie Donegan, of course, who really brought the Skiffle thing to light in this country. And although I was always sort of listening to the opera and the tenor big songs, I went out and bought My Dixie Darling that you just heard, the very first record that I ever bought. 7 shillings it cost me.
Could have
a lot of money in those days, yes.
It's very expensive, but still there we are. Can you remember the first record you ever bought, Alex?
I remember receiving Night Train, Guns N' Roses, as a single. As an actual record, but CD, I can't remember. No. I can't remember what the first one was.
Mine might have been either Monster Mash or Lily the Pink, which probably explains a great deal, but still,
I think it might have been Eamon.
Really?
But that was, yeah, it's parental advisory, so I can't really say what it's called.
Yeah, we'll hold fire on that. Joining us in the sort of studio audience routine, we've got the fabulous Chloe Rose. Very briefly, good to see you, Chloe.
It's good to see you too.
Marvellous. That's the little sort of cameo performance. I'm sure when the year comes to an end, we'll have more Chloe Rose on the Soundlink Showcase. Finally, Alex, would you like to just share, together with Alan, where people can find out more details, not only about Soundlinks, but also the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, rehearsal times, etc.?
Yeah, so visit soundlinks.org and musiclink.org. They're the two kind of platforms we use. As for Lincoln Male Orpheus, take it away, Alan.
Well, the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, we do have a website. If you type in Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, it will come up. We have a Facebook page, same system. But as far as the choir rehearsals go, we rehearse from September through to the end of July at St. Mary's Prep School, Winnesley Lane, now part of the Minster School, top of Lindham Hill. And we meet every Tuesday from 7:15 to 9 o'clock when we rehearse. And throughout the year, we put on concerts, normally at weekends, for charitable people who ask us to come along and sing for them. And any other big occasion that comes along, like the Hackington Show. Yes.
And the Hackington Show, which of course... Will you be at the Lincolnshire Show this year again?
No, we're not at the Lincolnshire Show this year.
I don't know. I mean, you know, Lincolnshire Show without the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, without Chloe Rose, it's going to be a disaster.
I think last year was a bit of a special occasion, of course, because it was the anniversary of wartime, and there was a big RAF, and the RAF, of course, and there was a big RAF celebration. So, and because we'd been involved with the International Bomber Command Memorial opening.
But you may well return, that's important. Indeed, you may well return. Alex, that's it, Volume 3 wrapped up.
Yeah.
Ready for Volume 4?
Not yet. I will be soon, though.
Bridge over troubled water. Artists for Grenville taking us out. Thank you to Alan Humphreys from the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, and to Alex Earle, of course. It's your show, Alex. Let's face it, Soundlinks. Without your good self, we'd collapse completely. thanks to cameo appearance from Chloe Rose. That's it. We're out of here.
Yeah, I don't know where to begin, so I'll start by saying I refuse to forget you. I refuse to be silenced. I refuse to neglect you. That's for every last soul up in Grenfell, even though I've never even met you. Cause that could have been my mum's house. Or that could have been my nephew. Now that could have been me up there, waving my white plain tee up there, with my friends on the ground trying to see up there. I just hope that you rest and you're free up there. I can't feel your pain, but it's still where it is. Went to the block just to chill with the kids. Troubled waters come running past. I'ma be right there just to build
when
you a bridge, yo.
When you're weary and feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and afraid.
Pain in my heart, my community's moving me. Choose to gleam as we're facing the dark.
When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when leaving falls so hard, I will comfort you.
down.